Granny wins 1 million baht soil salt suit. Nakhon Ratchasima. The Court of Appeals ruling to award 1 million baht in compensation to an 86-year-old rice farmer has encouraged other rice growers affected by salt water from shrimp and salt farms to take legal action. On Tuesday, the court's Environment Division ordered shrimp farm owner Kai Son Chot Chakon Pan to pay 1 million baht plus annual interest of 7.5% to Noi Mipuong, whose 45-rye rice farm in Non Thai district was devastated by salinization of the soil as a result of activities at Mr. Kai Son's shrimp farms. The lawsuit was filed with the civil court on December 17, 2010. A group of rice farmers who say they have been hurt by salt farming, led by Ta Won Pet Kun Tot, yesterday visited Ms. Noi to help celebrate her victory. Mr. Ta Won's group plans to file a lawsuit against several officers and agencies for failing to take action against salt farm operators in Phat Thong Kham, Non Suung, and Non Thai districts. Almost 1,000 rice farmers in the three districts claim their rice fields have been devastated by salt processing plants. Salt production has caused widespread soil salinization for more than 20 years, they said. Mr. Ta Won said the group intends to file a lawsuit with the administrative court against the governor and seven agencies for not taking action. He said the farmers would also lodge a lawsuit with the provincial court against the salt production operators. They say they want 280 million baht in compensation for damage caused to 10,006 rai of farmland. Ms. Noi's case has given the group confidence to seek action against salt farm operators for ruining our rice fields, Mr. Ta Won said. Mr. Ta Won said the farmers will also petition the provincial governor, Wit Nai Bua Pradit, for compensation and rehabilitation. The petition is expected to be ready within 2 weeks, pending two sets of documents, including a geology survey report by Ratchapat Nakhon Ratchasima University. The Industry Ministry, the Department of Industrial Works, the Department of Primary Industries and Mines, and the Pollution Control Department would also be held responsible for failing to control the activities of the salt production industry, Mr. Ta Won said. The Provincial Industrial Office and local administrative organizations would also be included in the farmers' lawsuit. Santipap Siriwatana Paibun, a researcher at Udon Thani Ratchapat University, who studied the impact salt farming has on rice cultivation, said both shrimp and salt farming damaged rice fields through salinization of the soil. The problem of salt farming is serious due to its widespread practice in many northeastern provinces. This problem can be found everywhere where salt farming is located, he said.